have going on for the professional code in that area. And I have a feeling that you're going to love this. So just give me one moment. I'm going to grab that photo right now, Kat.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
All right.
All right. Happy Monday there. And I'm speaking with Ken. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Pleasure to meet you. So, Ken, I just had Charles send over some information to me to catch me up to speed a little bit here. I see that you've been in business for, is this right, for over 4 years? It's incredible, by the way.
40. Talk about time. 40, yeah.
40. Woof. Time flies. All right.
Well, I've been doing it for 50, but I've been in business for 40.
That's wild. There you go. Well, you know what, Ken? I'm going to shoot straight with you a little bit here, okay? I hope you don't mind. I kind of want to skip all the things here because, I mean, 40, 50 years in business, I mean, you definitely have some great, you know, business name already. But, I mean, what are you looking for more as far as, like, is it more brand exposure that you're looking for or more clientele, more profitable jobs?
More clientele, new clientele, more new clientele. I'm already set with the old clientele.
Sure.
We're doing
sure.
Fine. I could do a little more.
Okay. So handling more business is definitely, but you want to get more of, so that way new customers, they get eventually, of course, you know, repeat customers and some more referrals from that as well. Got it.
Okay. Well, once they hire me, they don't call no one else anyway, so that isn't the issue.
Yes, sir. I love to hear that.
The issue
that.
Is
right.
To get them first.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you on that. Now, what we do is we make sure, I mean, you know, customers, that they don't have to know your business name. I think it's really going to help you out in this field because if they type in any of those keywords of services you provide in specific areas that you would like to service to, we'll make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly.
I didn't see that
now,
right.
Now, here's the thing. I see on the notes here that you've already been listed with Google, correct? Like you've been verified?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So I'm looking as if I'm brand new in your area. So I'm going to incognito mode, typing in your business name. One I have is two letters, KM Vallis Plumbing. Is that right? Am I missing anything?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When I do that, I see all these different listings, like Yelp listings, Better Business Bureau. I see like an Angie's here. But the thing is, I don't see a Google business profile. Have you gone through that process where they do a verification, where they either send a PIN number to you or they ask for pictures or anything like that to get you your business verified?
Not recently, but they keep calling wanting to do one, but they want
yeah.
me to pay for it. I've got a SEO that's supposed to be taking care of it that ranks me up into the Google Ads.
Interesting. Okay, how long have you been with this company, if you don't mind me asking?
This company, probably 6 months, seven months.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, like I said, I hope you don't mind. I just like to state, you know, come right through it here. But 6-7 months, that's a long time. And for me not to see an actual Google business profile, something's off right there. We're a premier Google channel partner. We're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO, all right, search engine optimization. Now, one of the very first
right.
things that we do is we make sure you're verified. I mean, without that, you're not going to be listed on Google. I don't care what anyone says. They'll take it down, if anything. So with that being said...
Well, it must be because it's on there. I'm on Google. I can go to Google right now and hit my name and pull it up.
Can you...
So obviously, I'm there.
Can you do me a huge favor? This phone number that you have that we're calling you on, 1196, ending with 1196.
Yeah.
Does that accept text messaging?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to send you a text saying, John, local slash... And if you could send me a copy and paste of that link, because I'm not seeing it on my side, and I think that's a big thing, you know. Without that, I don't know how to help you myself, you know what I mean? We would have to start from scratch. So let me see this right here. Hold on. All right. And you can send that link to this number here, because...
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that right now. I'll have to do some research of where it is.
Yeah, I'll put it this way, you know, Ken, if I'm a new customer right now and I'm a referral, and I'm pretty positive, I don't even ask you, you probably have a really good referral system. So if someone referred me and said, hey, John, call Ken, this guy's amazing. I'm like, all right, I'll look him up later. I'm in the area. I go on Google, everyone looks on Google, and I type in even just the business name. Right now, I'm seeing like a Yelp listing, all these things. Now, if I don't see a Google business profile, I could see hours of operations. I could see a website. I could see a number to call to contact you. Like, these are things that are very important. One less step.
Well, I don't know why you're not able to find it, because I am. I can go to Google right now.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I'll pump KM.
The first thing I pop up is a Yelp listing and a Better Business Bureau.
No, I'm on Google. I'm into the business. It's KM Vallis Plumbing and Sewer, Inc. Blah, blah, blah. It's just 7 years. I don't know how they got that. Some people don't listen when you tell them stuff, so. 4.7 stars. My son's company's underneath it. Then underneath there is KM Vallis Plumbing and Sewer. It's his home. Then I got an address in Bates Street in Detroit. And then, one in Southgate, one in Taylor. Yeah, that's Angie's and MapQuest, and that's Yellow Pages, but that's on,
right.
There's Yelp.
Yeah, that's on his stuff, yeah.
I never listed on Yelp. No, there's 3 reviews now. Oh, boy. I can't imagine what them are. There was only one, because I've never advertised with Yelp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean, it's a different type of clientele there, so, yeah. But, all right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I don't know why I'm having an issue. I've done this. I'm doing this for years, so I'm kind of baffled why I'm not showing it on my end over here. Maybe I'm going to check on my phone too, but here's the thing. When it comes down to that, everyone wants to be found on that first page of Google. That's what we specialize in. We make sure brand exposure is there that's your bread and butter, but we don't stop on that. We make sure that everything is linked together. Now, of course, we want to make sure that you have full keys to the car here where you can say, all right, hey, John, you have a list of 60 different directories that you can choose from to be added on as well, too. We'll have a team to keep it up to date, make sure that everything is working properly, and if you had any new promotions, we can put that out there for you. Customers love to see that you're on top of things like that. That also helps with your ranking. Now, have you ever thought about doing any type of social media for the company as well, or like, let's say, Facebook?
No, I don't get into all that. No.
Okay, gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
Here's what it was. I'll tell you, to be honest with you. I had another advertisement, an SEO, that I was leasing their website. And they did all of that for me. I don't do anything with the computers. I'm not into it. I'm old school. I'm an old timer. I don't care. I know it works. I know it's the way to go, the way to fly, blah, blah, blah. I understand all that. But they took care of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's how it should be.
They just recently... They fell into hardships. They couldn't pay for, I think they were just a middleman. So all of a sudden, I wasn't getting any calls. They didn't get any money from me. My deal was I gave them a percentage of what I made off the top. And I was totally fine with it. They've made thousands of dollars for the past 7 years for me.
Wow.
Thousands.
And, okay.
But the thing was, as times get harder and months get harder and their pockets get thinner, all of a sudden things drop off. So it was so plentiful, I couldn't do all the work. I took on another company and sent it to them to send me money so I could pay for the advertisement, which really helped. But then these other guys, you can't count on them to do the work. They get a whole of a lot of money. They do big jobs. They don't want to come off that percentage. They want to keep it all. They're greedy.
Yep.
And I'm going, really? Come on. You wouldn't have made, you know, and I asked for 10% from them. Actually, it was 15%. And they acted like I was asking for their heart. And I'm going, okay, no problem. I hope you enjoyed the money you earned, because you're done.
Yeah.
So I cut them off. So then I had to I'm turning down more work than I was doing.
Got it.
You know?
With this,
so
here's the
that
thing.
Doesn't
we
help the company
that.
That's looking at
Yeah.
If
you
the company was looking to get money and they can't get no money, it ain't enough for them. They need more and more and more, and I can only give them what we agreed upon. And that's all I
right.
do. Sometimes I paid them a little extra because it wasn't much, because the calls weren't there. And
wow.
It's a one-time customer, not an every-time customer. So once they call me, I give you your percentage, and then after that, they're my customer. Yeah. Well, they're always going to be my customer because that's the way it rolls with me.
Right.
People love me
for that.
And they don't call no one else. And it ain't about the money to them. It's about the service. So them are the people I like working for anyways. And that's what I'm looking to target, but you can't always do it. So if anything, I want to target high-end products in service for the people. I don't want sewers no more. I'm trying to get away from doing all that sewer work. I want to do the camera, but I might have to do some sewers to get the camera to pay for it because I'm getting ready to buy a new camera for a $10,000 machine. And I'm contemplating. I don't know if I want to, but I'd like to do like tankless water heaters, stuff like that, sump pumps, water backups. That's kind of what I want to roll towards mostly.
Okay. Then that's what
that's
we can
to
focus
me where
on.
My money is.
Yes, sir. And that's
you.
What I like to hear myself, you know.
Yeah. I don't want the little guy that I'm competing against the $75 sewer guy out of Detroit.
Right.
Oh, my God, because mine's $300. Oh, what are they hanging up on you in the middle of the call?
Wasting your time. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and they call in all hours of the night, too. And they want it for nothing. They don't want to pay night calls. They ain't got no money. I don't want to service them areas. I want to stay away from them people. They don't have no money. They don't have no education. So,
yeah,
you know.
And no, that's just wasting your time. That tells me time is money. Come on now. You know what I mean? And that's where we want to help you with is making sure we're hitting the exact areas that you feel is most profitable. We're flexible with this too. Not only that, but we can make sure to change out those keywords of the services you want to provide. Let's say it might be different for certain times of the year. We could change that out. As all we ask for on our end is just a communication. Now, we don't charge per call, click, job, lead. We don't take any percentage from your work either. We just have a flat rate. It's month to month. We do our job to earn your business every month. That's it. You charge as many as you want. With this package, with the promotional rate that Charles put in here, it's $449 month to month. Everything included in your package. Yes, sir.
I'm interested.
Beautiful. Now, you did mention that the other guys worked on like a website. Is that website still active or is it no longer active?
No.
Or talk to me about
that.
No,
it's gone.
Gone, huh?
Gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I was hoping, you know, you might have something. Did you own the domain name by any chance at least or no?
Yep.
You do? Okay. So at least that's something we don't have to buy for you. Now, I just like to make sure we're upfront, you know. When it comes to websites...
The Cam Vallis one or the other one?
Anyone that you would like to use. Because if customers are used to going to your website, we want to use that same website name. So that way, if they go to it again, they don't think, like, something's up. You know what I mean? Where they're like, hey, what happened to
this?
Well,
we recently got a domain number from the other company because we went online... My guy that works with me, he's kind of the techie, he's a 35-year-old, you know, he's into all this. And he actually went and purchased the domain name.
Okay, perfect.
And it was slightly different than the other one. So we might be interested in doing that one. I got to check with him because it's going to be his. Because, see, I'm looking to kind of wind down, but he wants us to continue to work. Like, I'm not going to work. He's going to work, and when we're going to do a split.
Okay.
And we're, you know, and we're going to run my company name and his company name, and then we'll split either or. It works
beautiful.
Out, it comes out in the wash. So,
yes, sir. There you go.
So the thing is I might want to talk to him and see if he wants to do it, and then we'll work something out with that.
How about this? I'll even help you out myself over here because, like I said, Charles put in that promotional rate. I can't take credit for that. But when it comes to websites, we do pretty darn amazing websites. I'm not going to lie. Now, with this promotional
rate, that's
what
he would need
got,
help with this. Yeah.
So here's the thing. We'll have a team that's available for you guys Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., your time, to keep everything up to date on that website, add pictures, videos. I mean, you name it. You could even edit it yourself if you wanted to through our dashboard that we make for you. You can literally keep track of all the analytics, traffic going in and out of that website, everything. It's amazing what we do on that. With that promotional rate, I mean, I could add it in, if you'd like, for only one-time payment of $99 for that. So for the life of you being with us, you won't even have to pay for the website again. So, I mean, if that's something of interest for you guys on the website, help you guys out with that part too, I don't know about you, but for me, I'm a very visual person. I always like to see pictures, you know, it shows more credibility to the company. Right. So if that's something of interest, we can put that in there as well. If not, no harm or foul. It's not a necessity. So, but you tell me on that.
I would say, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Ken, do we need your partner there, here right now to say if we would like to move forward or? Okay. Yeah. I thought kind of big. I want to make sure all parties are on board with this.
Yes, sir.
Now, is there a better time we could possibly call together, or are you guys going to be together?
Tomorrow.
We are open.
Tomorrow,
okay.
I got to call him and set up, because we don't really have anything scheduled. I do, but he don't for tomorrow. So I want to call him and talk to him. Why don't you do this? Give me your phone number.
Yep.
I'll call you tomorrow. We just talk then, or... Are you able to talk when I call you, or you just want to set up a time?
I'd rather, you could do either or. I mean, that number I text you, I'm going to text you again, with my extension and everything, just in case.
877, what is it, 635?
Yep. And my extension is 3736.
635, what's the other four digits?
6225.
And you're John?
John, J-O-N, yes, sir.
Yep.
I mean, as long as you have my number for now, 3736.
Okay.
And just in case, because it is a call center, I want to give you my undivided attention here, though. So, Ken, is there a good time that we could, you know, set up somehow here, maybe later in the day tomorrow, so that way we can both talk about that?
I would say maybe noon.
Around noon?
Let's see. Let's say 1 o'clock.
Okay, let me make sure I'm not... Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, I am wide open. Perfect. Okay, so I'll give you a call tomorrow around 1. And again, Ken, if your partner has questions or concerns too, I would love to, you know, address any of that. We are open books here, very transparent, you know. But I have the notes in here already, so we'll keep to that promise on our website and for the Google listing here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Look forward to it, all right?
All right, good deal, John. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.